Time to catch up on the adventures of Carrie and Tommy. When it's time to decorate your home for Christmas, just head into Spotlight. With a huge Christmas range from tableware, tree decorations, candles, gift wrap and more, they are your home for all things Christmas.
Oh, welcome to our very last Friday of the year, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, hello everyone.
Hello everyone.
Summer is here. Hell summer holidays are about to begin.
I mean, I know it's our last show, but because shouldn't you have started drinking as heavily as you have?
Don't judge.
I mean, I just walked in. I'll paint the picture for everybody listening. I walked in and Buzz was stood on a chair holding a goon bag up. He was wearing, and you were just screaming, "You're messing my mouth! You're messing my mouth!"
Let's do this.
Even the smallest gift can make a big difference to someone's Christmas. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Time to spread the merry with Carrie and Tommy.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks to Australia Post, we are helping spread the merry this Christmas. Their gifting and sending options make it so easy to spread the merry near and far this Christmas as well.
And our final spread the merry, it's a little bit different today, yep, isn't it?
We are taking the job of the elves. We put the elves out of a job and we are jumping on Australia Post tandem bike, which we have no idea.
And we decided to head out and meet Jackie, our mole, in the park.
So we are here. We're in hiking boots, fluoro Oz Post uniforms. We've got Legionnaires hats, which have
Why?
Got elastic around the waist.
You somehow made your outfit look cool. You rolled up your pants. You've not even worn the socks. I've worn the proper full get-up, including the gloves. Where are your gloves?
That's because you got dressed first and I saw you and I went, that looks ridiculous.
It does look ridiculous.
Jackie, have you ever seen two idiots on a tandem bike before?
No, this is my first time.
That's pretty wonderful.
It already feels like it's going to be quite painful on the satchel.
Yeah, mine for you, maybe for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my bits don't matter. Come on.
No, now, she's had three kids. They're tough as nails.
Well.
We're just around the corner from your dad's place. And you want to do something very lovely for your dad today because he has had an extraordinarily tough few years, hasn't he?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about him and why he's so special to you.
Well, Spud's my stepdad, but he's been there since pretty much the day I was born. 2 years ago, I was overseas and I got a phone call that my mum was on life support. And she ended up passing away and he was with her the whole time. And she was kind of his rock. And, you know, now that she's gone, he's had to do everything, you know, for my brother, because my brother's 19 and lives with him. So,
oh, wow.
You know, he had a surgery on his shoulder and his elbow and now he can't work anymore. So, you know, trying to get everything done that my mum used to take care of, it's hard for me to see him struggle. Even though he won't admit it or show it, I can see that there's some difficulty, you know.
And dealing with all that while he's dealing also with the shock and the grief of losing your mum as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's not a very, you know, he doesn't really show a lot of emotion. He's always happy, he's always fun. But, you know, when that happened, it hit him really hard, of course, you know.
What's $2,000 going to mean for him?
I feel like it's going to get him on top of all his bills, you know, because obviously not working, everything's coming out of, you know, Centrelink payments. So, you know, even just, he was saying something about building a glass shelf just before, because he makes model trucks. So, you know, maybe he'll get a head start on that.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
Well, you go get your car. We'll go have an argument in the car park and try and rent to buy this thing and we'll meet you there.
All right.
Okay. That's good. Have you ever ridden a tandem bike before?
Oh, I think romantically when I was about 21.
Did you?
Not since.
Did you?
Yeah, we ended up arguing too. Yeah.
Oh, like in a canoe.
Like when you were in your kayak.
Yeah, kayak.
See?
Okay, so.
Is this going to end with him tears?
I don't have to do anything. I'm on the back, which is a tad emasculating, but I'm fine with it.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Have you ever ridden a bike before?
Why are you letting it tip like that?
What do you mean?
Mate, I rode it without you on it and I was fine, so you're the complicating factor here.
I think riding a tandem bike by yourself is one of the loneliest things that can ever happen to a human.
All right. Ready to have a crack?
Well, yeah, mate, I'm doing nothing. I'm at the back.
Okay.
What do you mean, am I ready? You're psyching yourself into this.
No, you've got to keep your weight even, because if you start going like that, then I'll tip over.
Well, you'll tip over. We'll both tip over.
Okay, ready?
This is us.
Set. Let's go.
Oh, shit. That's good, good.
Good, okay, all right.
My handlebars are crooked.
Okay.
Turn.
Good.
Solid. Oh, God, I can speed us up.
No.
Oh, God, I can speed us up.
Stop.
I can't slow us down.
Seriously.
I don't have brakes back here.
Okay, we can't stop, so we'll just meet you over there.
Do you not have brakes?
Yeah, I do, but can you just not, like,
speed us up?
Yeah, I really know.
Oh, I thought you said speed us up.
Stop!
You've got a brake, mate.
I know, but it doesn't work against yours as hard.
Hey?
It does. Stop, I'm trying to go up here.
Let's just treat this bike ride how we treat the show. You do all the work, and I'll hold on.
All right, let's get up to speed. We're going uphill now. Woo!
Remember, you can't brake, right?
This is fun.
Don't get too confident.
Yeah, but we're going uphill.
This is fun is the
this
last
is
sentence you say before you crash into something.
Yeah. Oh, we're going on a main road here.
This is a main road.
Why are we going on a main road?
Why? I don't know, but I'm terrified.
Okay,
let's just go with confidence.
Go. Oh, okay. We're in the bike lane now.
Oh, we're in the bike lane.
Okay.
I don't know. It's so hard to not knee you in the arse. Like, that's me normally riding.
Well, we're not good at that.
No. Up next, you'll see if we survive the journey to Spud's house to give him the $2,000.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you have just joined us, we are spreading the merry with a wonderful woman called Jackie who wanted to give her stepdad, Spud, a gift this Christmas because he's had a pretty tough time lately. So we, thanks to Australia Post, are going to surprise him with $2,000. And we together have been on a tandem bike to do that. It's been quite the journey.
What better way to deliver a wad of money than with two uncos strapped to a riding device they've never used?
Okay, coming around the corner. Okay, we're almost at his house now.
Is that it there, Pickers?
Yep.
Should we park across the road? I feel like getting across four lanes.
Do you reckon we can go before the bus?
Yeah, go. Oh, God, go up the driveway. Go up the driveway. Go up it. Oh, my grundle.
All right, now we're going to...
What a way to land.
So you've winded yourself.
Mate, that hurt so much.
Get the password. Okay, you get a knock or am I going to knock?
Yeah,
you knock. You'll probably know your name.
You knock. What are you going to say? So, hang on. If he doesn't recognise us, do we just give it to him and leave?
Yes.
Yes.
Shall we?
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ow.
I can't see anything behind that screen.
That's the whole idea.
Spud! Spud, I'm Tommy.
Yep.
This is Carrie.
I'm Carrie Bickmore. How are you?
Not bad, yourself?
She's gone with two names there because she thinks she'll recognise the two names.
Have you got any idea who we are?
Nope.
We are with Australia Post.
Yep.
And we just spoke to Jackie. Courtesy of her and us here at Australia Post, we've got a special delivery for you to say Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not worry. You should open it.
I mean,
it'll be better for our for our video.
Okay.
That there is for you, sir. $2,000 for you to spend. Do whatever you want with it this Christmas. We wanted to spread the merry.
Yep.
So thank you, your beautiful daughter, Jackie, who wanted to make sure that given everything you've been through the last few years, that you've got a chance to do something for yourself.
Oh, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Spud.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Thank you.
What do you reckon you might do with that?
I don't know, probably go buy another model car or something.
Oh, yeah. you build them?
Yeah.
Great.
Keeps your fingers off the pole.
Jackie was saying that you're trying to build a cabinet. Could that help towards the cabinet?
It shall. It shall too. Yeah.
And pay some bills, some boring stuff as well?
Yeah. It all comes with the bad part.
Yeah. How bad have the last few years been for you? Jackie said it's been pretty tough.
Yes. If it hadn't been for this one and the family, it would have been you.
Well, she's a very special girl.
She is.
And she's done something lovely for you today, and we're so delighted that we could be with you. Just so you know, we are not Australia Post workers. We work with a radio show.
Yep.
And this is courtesy of them. This is courtesy of Australia Post and your gorgeous daughter as well. So have a very Merry Christmas.
You stood the same.
Yeah,
we'll try.
To yourself.
Okay, thank you. Take it easy.
Happy Christmas, bud. See you.
Thank you.
Are you going to ride the bike back?
No, we're going to ditch
Mate,
the bike.
We barely got it here. We just rode a tandem bike all the way here, and it was very hard. Have you ever been on a tandem bike?
Yeah, I used to ride, but I stuffed up my ankle, so I can't.
I was going to take you for a spin, but not if you've got bad ankles.
Don't. Just the ride here has busted me a second asshole open.
Stop it.
Yes, they're not easy.
No, so you've won yourself $2,000 and a tandem bike.
Hey, you can keep the bike.
Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
You stand the same. Thank you.
That's right. Cheers.
What a way to finish the year.
Yes.
My heart feels full.
My heart feels full too.
Yeah.
And my pants also feel full because my whole undercarriage is swollen and I never want to ride a tandem bike again.
You know what it's reminded me though? Christmas is about giving and
yes.
We hope you all have a Merry Christmas, but also remember to give to someone else whose Christmas might suck a bit.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, we're here for Spotlight, your one-stop destination for everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas.
If you're stressed because you haven't put your tree up yet,
yep.
It's not too late.
No.
This weekend, it's perfect time to go to Spotlight,
get into
grab
Spotlight,
all your decorations.
Everything you need for Christmas yep. And put yours up and then go over to your neighbor's house and kick theirs over. Okay, went too
that's,
far yeah, with that.
Hey,
Bickers,
that's not their spirit.
Bickers, what's up next?
You know how it's normally you that has awkward interactions with people?
I didn't know that, no.
It is. You're always talking about your awkward interactions.
I thought I usually am quite smooth.
No.
What have you done?
Anyway, I had an absolute ripper.
Great.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you get recognised often?
No, not enough. I just meant so if you're in the street and you're thinking, oh, he gets this all the time. No, come up and say hi.
Because I don't get recognised heaps, but when I do,
I find it.
Oh, well,
you get recognised heaps. Yeah. Well, I've been with you a fair bit, but what you're saying is not enough as
no,
well.
No. I find it quite embarrassing. And often when people go, you look like the, I'll go, sorry, and I act confused. And they go, oh, don't worry about it. Or if they say, have people told you you look like Carrie from the TV? I go, no. I know, I get that all the time.
No.
Because I don't want to say it. Because I then feel embarrassed,
and
right?
And they say, what's the name for the order of your boost juice? And you say, Carrie. And they go, you've got her name as well. And you go, yeah. Anyway.
But I had a funny... if people do come up to me, it's usually because they know me from the project. Yes. No disrespect for our beautiful show that we do here.
I get heaps from the radio show.
That's what I did first. I think they think that.
I also think they can see you.
Maybe. And then they go on to talk about our show as well. So they we get a little bit of
Yeah.
Anyway, so when we were going away on the weekend, we pulled up at this hotel and the guy came to put our car in valet. And when I handed him my keys, he goes, oh, my God. And then I was like, oh, hey. And he goes, oh, my God, it's you. And then I was like, And then I was running late. I really wanted to get up to the pool. And so I thought, I'm just going to cut out all the, no. And I went, yeah, it's me from the project. And then he looked blank, right?
Oh, no.
No, it's not that bad. It's funny. It's not bad. Okay. It just made me, anyway, he looked blank. We went on and we gave him the keys and stuff. And then we walked away. And then the next morning I came down to get my keys. And he said, it was such a pleasure to meet you yesterday. He said, oh, no worries. And he said, you know, I just was racking my brain all night. And I was thinking, for what? And he said, trying to work out where I knew you from. And I got it. And I said, yeah. And he goes, you're the girl from the Garnier ads, aren't you? And I thought, wow. I mean,
what a bit of cut through. You're the woman who had different colour hair. Now her hair is different colour again.
For all but not even a woman noticing that. A guy. So he didn't know my name, didn't know anything, didn't know about the project, definitely didn't know about a radio show, but he knew me from the Garnier.
Please tell me he had half of his hair brunette and half of it blonde.
Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're going to take a look back at the year that was. It is our last show today, which means it is the last edition of this.
Same, but backwards.
I feel sick. I actually feel so nervous. I don't know how, in almost the best possible way, we have made it that we're a tie going into the final.
Well, you led so much of the year. Then Tommy came back and led, and we thought he was going to win it like 3 weeks ago. But
until I had a bit of Horan help, a bit of Niall Horan came on my team, and we blitzed it. He blitzed it, but I'll take it.
That's fine. We're here now, and I'm focused. I feel like as the defending champ, I've got nothing on me. Like I'm
okay.
This is just if I win here, I win two in a row. You're yet to win.
I won all year.
I've got the same but backwards trophy here. As you can see, the plaque is on the back of the trophy. 2018 is crossed that out. We're going to chuck that on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show so you can see the magic that is going on.
I love how we don't put the names on the trophy as well.
All right, this is redemption round as well. So all these songs in the year that you have got wrong once before.
Oh,
both of you have never got any of these correct.
Get wrong again.
Who is in charge of this theme,
buddy? So dumb.
Not me. No, that's a lie.
All the ones that you guys got wrong, here they are again.
It's redemption.
Get wrong again.
You need to work for the win for the year. All right.
That sucks. I'm trying to think of all the ones I got wrong. There's so many.
Here we go.
Oh.
I mean, it was really dumb idea to bring back the songs we didn't know the first time because we still don't know them.
we've gone for an odd theme here. It's songs you guys have never heard before. Good luck.
Any idea?
No.
At all?
No.
Tommy?
No, I don't know, man.
Justin
Bieber, say it then!
My head, and I thought it was a woman singing, not a man.
It was back when Bieber was 15.
I should have just had a crag.
You've got to back yourself in, mate.
I do.
We've
okay.
talked about this.
Oh, I could be one up already.
You
I
do
know.
This in
that was
you do not, this in though. The quiz all the time.
Okay,
you,
okay.
You've got to have
Here
confidence.
We go. Song number two.
Harry.
Harry's in.
Akon Lonely.
It is. Yeah, it is. So
long. Hey, was there a round? Oh, I could be winning by now.
I mean, you are winning.
You know what I mean? I could have won.
All right. Carries up 1-0. There's three songs to go.
Come on. Big dog.
Song number three. Same but backwards. Winner takes all. Here we go.
Oh. Tommy.
Tommy's in.
It is Usher. Let It Burn.
Oh, no!
Okay, can I have a try?
Yeah, I'm going
to... Is it Usher Burn?
It is.
Yes! Oh!
Because we played the rules all year, you've been name of the song.
You're going to carry so many when she's only just...
No, I'm not giving away sloppy penalties on grand final day. It is 2-0 to carry.
Oh, you wouldn't have got that if I... Oh, gosh, damn it.
Tommy.
I had no idea what that song was until you said...
This is where I tell you, if you don't get this one right, Carrie takes out this shiny trophy that I've got to my left.
Oh, no.
Redemption round. Song four. Here we go.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
It is Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
And it is... It's called...
If you don't get this right, Carrie, we'll...
Hey, yeah, I know it.
Sing.
It is! Yes! Just like the year is on the way back!
I was trying to think. I was like, what did he say? And I was like, dance, groove. Sing.
Final one. Tommy, you get this, we go to a tie break. Carrie, you get this, we win. Here we go.
Tommy?
Tommy's in.
Kelly Rowland Work.
It is!
Yes!
It's back! Okay.
Oh, the big dog against the
This
ropes.
Means we go to
Two
a tie
down.
Break. One more song
because
to go.
Confidence shattered.
Our producer, Caitlin, has just texted me the answer Bieber from three songs ago.
And that's typical as well. Cheating Bickmore.
I didn't cheat. I didn't ask for it, mate.
Hang on. I got a message from Caitlin as well. I hope you lose.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Okay.
This song, whoever gets this wins for the year. Song six. Buzz in with your name.
Carrie. Iggy Azalea Fancy.
Yeah! She's done it! Gary Bickmore, here's your Saints Sabre backwards trophy for 2019.
Take that, mate. It was mine all year to have. That was mine. I deserve that.
Well done.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, 30 minutes of the show to go for the year.
Buzz, I'll crack into it.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Obviously...
How are you feeling about your year?
Well, it is obviously our final one of the year. And so Marshy's in here on the Pots and Pans on this show, and you've been busy at work.
If you don't know what Pots
friend.
And Pans means, Marshy's a digital
That's not it either. Audio producer.
I really want to hear you explain my job.
I used to say audio producer. I'm used to saying Eli, who's our digital
What
guy.
Have you been doing digitally with Marshy? What have you been doing?
When you say Pots and Pans.
What are you doing with that
don't
pot?
Understand that. No, you do every bit of audio you hear is all thanks to Marshy.
Not our voices, that's us.
Okay, sure.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of my voice in the next couple of minutes.
You've put together a bit of a collection of
I've looked
of
back
our best
at your
bits.
Years just to see how your year was and kind of sum it up.
And who are you going to start with?
Oh, let's go with the big dog.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go
first.
Okay,
you're going to play mine?
All right, here it is. Tommy's look back at the year.
Tommy kicked off 2019 by literally
kicking a door off its hinges.
I'm going to go at this door with some force. Is that okay?
I feel like you need to remove children from the area.
Hang on. Yeah.
There's a child behind
and
you.
And I'm right in the firing line as well.
We've lost the laptop.
That seriously happened.
You guys are very unappreciative of what was clearly a door
being removed.
Next on Tommy's hit list of awkward encounters for 2019, former AFL footballer Brendan Favola.
I sent a text about Brendan Favola and I accidentally sent it to him. The text said, "What do you think Fev earns for the footy show?"
Hello, Tommy.
Did you know instantly that it was meant for another person?
Yeah, because you said, "What do you think Fev gets?"
If you think that was awkward, wait till you hear what happened late one night in the project office.
I did two coughs and went like that, right, and I just ripped a fart. And then about 2 seconds after I sat down, I heard one of the cupboards close. And then in the other corner of the office was one of the production assistants, this gorgeous girl who's just lovely. I just froze. And so I just looked at her and she said, "Wow, that's a nasty cough you've got."
But Tommy did have some positive interactions with women this year. He flirted with Tiffany Haddish.
Do he got kids?
No, Tiffany, no.
Oh, Tiffany doesn't.
You don't have kids?
No,
you can do this.
Go for your life.
Tiffany, I don't want to brag, but I don't have kids, a wife, or chlamydia.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, my phone number is 310.
Okay, Tiffany.
Email me at...
Okay, done.
And then Tommy did, in fact, hit up Tiff's inbox.
The subject line said, "Wedding date?" Question mark.
Yeah.
And then I said, "Hey, Tiff, this is obviously your real email address, so I didn't want to sound too desperate, but if you'd like to get married and live a long, happy, chlamydia-free life, then just let me know. Tommy." She wrote back, "I don't mind getting married or living long. I just don't know what chlamydia is."
What? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to the States and I'm wearing a T-shirt that says chlamydia free. I'm hoping I get through customs and then I'm going to find her. I figure if I deliver it in person, it's a lot more charming.
The chlamydia?
Probably a good idea because we've learned that Tommy isn't great interacting through digital means.
I've once tried to stalk my ex on Facebook and instead of searching her
liked
name...
Liked her pictures?
No, I typed it as my status.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and so... my best mate called me. I was like, I realised what I did. I realised what I'd done and my best mate, I deleted straight away. My best mate, my phone rings straight away and he goes, "Bro, are you okay?"
But never fear, the ladies would soon be rolling in because Tommy's profile was reinstated on the dating apps.
I can't change the details. No name. Blank. The name bit is blank.
So you can put that in?
No, no. I can't. And the age, which I can't change, is 25. And the height, you'll love this, 5'5".
And when that fails, you can always have a romantic bath by yourself with some Epsom salts.
Started to kind of foam up a bit.
Oh.
And then I noticed out of the foam, heaps of rose petals. And it wasn't Epsom salts. It was something that said, "Bliss, bath time for two." And I thought, this is the most romantic thing I've ever been a part of. And it's just me.
Oh, you'll have to take a girl back there.
Oh, yeah.
When you find one.
Yes.
Maybe all of Tommy's issues are stemming from his rapidly greying hair.
I'm going grey.
I think grey's good, like the silver fox. It's good. Richard Gere style.
But you, Richard Gere,
although Richard Gere's
like
about 40 years old. Oh, what about Steve Martin?
We had a giant baby onesie made and swaddled him.
It feels really relaxing. I can't move anything. I'm staring at the roof.
Oh, Evie's just come to the door. She's going to find this very weird.
And your mum, is that Jenny as well?
Jenny's good. The whole family.
Mum, what do you think's about to happen here?
Is he having his nappy changed?
He tried out blind tennis and was annoyingly good.
Did it go over?
Yes. You actually said...
served with the goggles on.
Yes.
And I find that irritating.
Turned his hand to speed parallel parking with the producer's cars in the firing line.
Oh, my God, he's going to hit our cars.
Oh, no.
Tommy, please don't hit my car.
I can't promise that.
His car.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, mate.
No! You've hit that, Tommy!
And we made him take part in a naked bike ride through London.
Do you know what's really hurtful? As I got off the bike, a woman yells, "Growers, not showers!"
Something more in the showers category would be the item we stashed in Tommy's carry-on when he travelled overseas.
I had to clear US customs and then get to Canada with something called a 12-inch Doc Johnson in my bag.
Tommy and his new friend had a lovely time exploring Montreal together.
You having coffee at a cafe with with your friend, and you ordered your friend a mini little coffee.
A little espresso.
A less fun holiday memory would be when he copped a squat on the side of the road in England.
When we were on the way to Spice Girls, we pulled over on the side of the road and you ducked behind the tree. No, we talked about that.
That was a weird. Yeah.
You did. It wasn't. Why did you squat then?
It's an absolute stitch up.
There are photos
of me doing that because I turned around and people on their iPhones. I'm like, all right, perverts.
I've got a photo.
Yeah, was that you taking the photo?
Yeah. Content.
You can absolutely guarantee people that was a wee.
You didn't poo, you weed.
Thank you.
We just squat wee. We just still wee.
Which is almost worse, some would say.
Yeah, it's been a big year for Tommy. We tried to cure his colour blindness with special glasses.
The things.
What?
That I can see.
What can you see? Is it working?
Exactly the same stuff as before.
You're a smart ass.
If anything, might be a little duller.
But by far the most fun of all is he got to share some bodily fluids with Bickers.
Last week, Addy was sick with the cold.
No. I'm not doing it. You're going to try and make me suck snot out her nose. I'm a sucker for you. This is
Sonda.
Disgusting. No. Waterboard me before you do this. Stick this tube up in the baby's nose.
I'd never seen one of these things before. And then at the other end is something you suck with and you suck out their snot.
Hang on. Addy's not here.
No.
What?
So I want you to suck out my snot because I've now got a cold.
Oh!
I'm a sucker for you. Come on. Take one for the team. So come over here. Okay.
Just down from
one.
Yes.
Two. No, yeah.
Yes.
Go.
So here's to 2020 and all the fun that's to come.
I don't want to do radio anymore.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're so
funny. I forgot how traumatic that was.
You know you don't have to do the things I ask you
to do. Yes, I do. You're the boss. Oh God. Oh, Marshy, thank you.
You're amazing, Marshy.
Oh. All right. We're not done here though. Carrie, you're up next.
Oh God.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Marshwar is in the building. He's presenting our years to us. We've just heard my mess that ended with me sucking snot out of your nose. Marshy, who's up next?
Let's do Kaz.
Yeah, Kaz.
Carrie's years started like any other with her trusted producer, Sonda.
You there, Sonda?
Welcome to 2019.
We're in a new studio and Sonny can't work out how to turn our own microphone on.
That's nothing new, though.
Something that was new, though, little baby Adelaide.
Arrogantly, I went in thinking, mate, I've done this twice before. Can't be that hard. Baby with reflux, mastitis heaps of time.
Yeah.
Underneath this, it's a mess. In many different ways.
And that mess was about to impact on Tommy.
What did I have to do to you yesterday?
Fix my hair because it had nits in it, actually.
So, mate.
Oh, have we all got nits now?
No.
Have I got nits?
But I've just discovered that I've got nits.
Oh!
However, who's going to de-nit me? You. I don't have anybody to do the combing of my hair.
Well,
so
work with Carrie Bickmore, they said. It'll be glamorous, they said.
And despite dealing with the messy mum's knits, Tommy was still thinking of his co-host.
Hi, Carrie. This is Sam Smith here, and I've just heard that you've had a new baby called Adelaide. She is absolutely beautiful, and I just wanted to wish you and your growing family all the best.
I'm not going to fight it. Actually, you're a way better friend than I am.
But that message wouldn't have been relevant if Adelaide's original name had stuck.
I just said to you guys, it's a name I like, but a few other people have it, so I don't know if it's too common. And then you said, it's not Willow, is it? And I remember going,
well, I'm good at ruining fun.
But I don't think little Addie will be getting a little brother or sister anytime soon.
Obviously, new mum, not much happening in that way. Sure. In fact, do you know, I went for my six-week checkup and the doctor was telling me...
Oh, I thought you meant with Chris. I'm like, gee, it's getting grim if that's what you're referring to it as. Hey, babe, put some Barry White on. It's time for my six-week checkup.
But when Carrie did make it out of the house, she was off to see Phil Collins play with his very talented son, Nick, on the drums.
My heart was beating. Everyone's mouth's ajar. He's sweating. Beads of sweat down him. His shirt's sticking to him because he's all sweaty and hot.
She was rapt with Nick, but she soon turned raw when she discovered this.
Oh, I've been perving on a 17-year-old boy.
And even rawer when Tommy revealed this.
Guess who joins us on the phone now? Would you please welcome Phil Collins' son, Nick Collins. Nick, g'day, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm pretty good, but Carrie has absolutely wet herself.
I've been listening.
Oh, my God, this is so... Are you 18 yet?
No, unfortunately not yet.
There were other moments this year when Carrie was both rapt and raw. Case in point, rapt with a big trip to see the Spice Girls.
We're going to London! Yeah!
And raw that she was nearly blinded.
Oh, no! We've hit Big Moore in the eye with a confetti cannon. Bickers, are you okay? Can you see that in her eye? It's okay. You know where we can get you a new eye? London!
Speaking of things that'll make you go blind, I think that was in the script Tommy wrote for Carrie when leaving a voicemail for Lisa Wilkinson.
Can't read that out. It's inappropriate.
It's a job to get my hand fixed.
No. I think everybody knows I just need help. I was just asking if
she might know someone.
I know it's been a dry patch, but this is not the way. It can be funny without being blue.
That wasn't blue.
It was blue.
But Carrie doesn't need a lesson in working blue. She can turn any mundane medical story into that.
When I was pregnant, I had to do a swab. They give you two sticks, right?
Two sticks?
And they say, one's for the front bit, one's for the back bit. But I couldn't get the back one up there 2 centimetres. And it was really tricky. And so then I was like, maybe I need blue, but I didn't have any blue.
Jesus Christ. Did you call Chris? Did you call him and say...
How is he going to help?
Don't even say what it is.
He knows that area is a no-go zone. Okay.
And this is a very poor choice of words after that story, but it's amazing how open Carrie is about all that stuff.
It's like when I had little Adelaide.
Oh, sorry.
I had them with Evie, but not with Adelaide. When I had them with Adelaide.
And then we found out Carrie left her bra in Pete Hellier's car. Were they having an affair?
You left your key somewhere. You left your key, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I say.
It's all adding up now. All the pieces are slowly just starting to slide into each other. But I...
Wow, pieces sliding into each other.
I suppose we all know why that was going on, because sexy times at home weren't going very well.
Somebody that was involved in the pash was not watching me.
Yeah. I thought stump him was a weird instruction.
But was watching the cricket.
He's out of his crease. Sorry, babe.
I've got creases. What?
Sorry.
I'm getting back into the gym. Give me time.
Run. What?
In fact, Carrie had resorted to sleeping in bed with a Lego boat.
It had a Lego man. Oh, no, the Lego man was in it.
The man's had a hell of a trip, hasn't he? You know, when you come back and they go, we didn't all make it.
We lost one at sea.
We're so sorry.
We didn't know how to make it.
So, yes, we love Dirty Carrie, even when she doesn't mean to be.
We could be sitting on horseback riding into the sunset.
I've done bareback. It's quite sore.
All right.
Can we do one show without you talking about doing bareback?
But little did we know, we had a superstar in our midst.
Do you guys think I'm the Aussie J-Lo? And then we didn't have air to respond before you went, I am. I am the Aussie J-Lo.
I didn't say the Aussie J-Lo. I said, I am J-Lo.
Yep, it's been a massive 2019 for Carrie. She thought she met Elton John.
How was it?
Like, emotional.
Turns out she didn't.
Raise a world-renowned Elton John in person.
She hung out with all the movers and shakers.
You know, Julie Bishop.
Well, I don't.
Former foreign minister.
She screamed a lot. Mostly in same, same, but backwards.
Stop looking.
What could I possibly be talking about?
Lost her whistle.
Why can't I whistle? What's happened?
It's not getting any better.
And watched a lot of Younger on the Loo.
I can get a half a nip out. Don't come in, honey. You don't want to come in.
Don't come in, honey. I'm just smashing a nip out.
And just a few weeks ago, she walked up a mountain for brain cancer.
You've done this and given birth. Call it. What's harder?
I'd have to say the point to pinnacle.
And raised a lot of money doing it.
$300,000.
So here's to a fabulous 2020 and the Festival of 40. That's right, isn't it, Carrie?
I'm 31, mate.
You know the murder of everything about that? Saunders laugh.
Baby, how you feeling?
Very good.
So wow. Good. What a year.
I'm so tired.
We do have one more to go.
We've got a very special one to go. We will tell you why it's so special next.
Stay with us.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Buzzy, you've got to talk. We're Umbro.
Okay, Buzzy's upset because he has some news for us. I was going to get him to deliver it, but I'm not sure he's in a state to deliver it all that we are anymore. Buzzy, do you want to tell our listeners we've had such a great few years with you as the anchor of our show that you have something to announce to our listeners before we end our year?
I'm pregnant.
Babies are good for our ratings. That is great news.
God, I didn't think this would be hard. Today is the last day on the show for me. I'm sure as people would know, I moved to Brizzy, which is where... my fiance, Bronte is. Someone help me, please.
Yes, you're getting married to Bronte soon, and you've been doing long distance for a while now. And as anyone that's done long distance will know, that's really bad.
Yeah.
For anybody.
And you've done long distance with Bronte, and then you did a bit of long distance with us.
Yeah.
And
both know, really hard.
I know. We've nearly stopped having sex completely. almost.
But what I love about you is you've had to make the decision to put your family first and to put Bronte first. And so you are leaving our show.
Yes. So today is my last day after 3 years, three very fun years. I've had the best time. You guys are honestly two of the most amazing people I've ever had the chance to meet. And anyone who asks me always like what you guys are like as people, I'm like, what you see is what you get. They're two of the most generous, caring people. And I mean that wholeheartedly.
Saunders crying.
As I said to you in the card, and it sounded really weird, I first said you're like a son to me, and then that was weird. So then I said you're like a brother to me, and that felt weird too. So I don't know how else to explain how loved you are.
I feel like we're a family. And, you know, it was the toughest decision of my life. And, you know, I'm so excited to live with Bronte and start a family and get married next year. But I'm also equally as devastated to leave what is the best team I've ever worked with in my whole entire life. So,
well, we absolutely love you, Buzzy, and we're very excited to see what you do next. But it would be remiss if we let you go without looking back at the fun year we've had together. Marshwa, I believe you have a Buzzy package.
He's our favourite button pusher, Chris Bezina.
Oh, sorry, that's not what we call him, is it?
Buzz.
Yep, Buzz. You've never met a man who loves camouflage clothing or hump day more.
Oh, welcome to Hump Day. Happy Hump Day, Australia. Hump Day. Oh, yeah, the hump is here and so is Carrie Bickmore.
Did you just call me the hump?
And Tommy
Little
as well.
AKA the hump.
In fact, Buzz's fashion has always been a hot topic of conversation.
Firstly, you're rocking double denim.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Then there was the jumper he wore to meet Dylan Allcott.
Buzz the Ninja Turtle, who was joining us today with his new outfit.
He's got a poo brown jumper on.
Well, it's more Kanye, I reckon. I was out. It's not. Brand Nana, Nana Judy. Nana Judy, if you want to sponsor me, send me some.
I wouldn't.
And who remembers when he randomly started rocking glasses?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, here we go.
It's very young man slash menopausal woman. They look like they belong to someone named Karen.
Despite all the teasing, we love Buzzy and he loves Bronte. Despite what he said when telling the story of his proposal.
The difficulty was trying to get her dressed up nice. Anyway, it's about 22 degrees in Brisbane. And
I needed to fix up this piece of mutton. I reckon there's someone whose ears are burning who is regretting saying yes.
But never fear, he did say some lovely things too.
She's like, oh God, I'm going to get emotional saying this. Stop it.
Buzz, now we're all going to get emotional.
She's done a lot. She sacrificed her life to move for me, for my job. No.
This has got me now.
And she's just, she's perfect.
Oh,
wow. Enough of the mushy stuff. Do you remember when Buzz dropped the F-bomb?
Your lips look... I didn't swear.
I really thought you did.
Would you like to apologise to the network? Oh, you don't have to.
No, I'm good. But he must think about it. I reckon I'm fine.
Do you want to double down? Go again.
Speaking of dropping things, that's what happened to his birthday cake this year.
Organise your present and she'll be coming into the studio right now.
Are you talking about the cupcake that I've got? That bell has just dropped on the floor.
Happy birthday.
But it turns out Buzz regularly gets inappropriate.
Pink's Blow Me, One Last Kiss.
Sorry, Buzz?
The song is called Blow Me. That's the album, track.
You've got to work on that.
Hey, that's your mind playing tricks on you, not mine.
No, that's a pause where you shouldn't have put a pause.
Yep, insightful musical knowledge. It's kind of Buzz's bag.
Best song we're playing at the moment.
It is a tune.
Absolutely. That is Regard. It is called Ride It. I thought I'd bring a bit of music knowledge to the show real quickly. This song, one of the biggest songs in the world right now, is actually a remix of a Jay Sean song from 2007.
No way.
The original.
What's going on?
Hey,
send that to Ash London.
Okay.
Why would I send it to Ash London?
He told me that to the other day, and I said,
"You're on
air." It's really interesting.
I've even made myself an opener.
Buzz's musical fact.
There we go. Anytime I bring some music knowledge, that's what's going
to
play.
When you don't come to the meeting, we plan stuff.
Should we go to the calls, or Buzzy, do you want to give us some more trivia?
Now, some people, like Bo Ryan, weren't really sure who they were meeting.
Thank you, Bo Ryan, for stopping by.
Who was that for?
It's me. Hello, man. You're right in front of
you. What's happening?
So you look very different to what I pictured.
What did you picture?
I pictured Buzzy. Long blonde hair.
What?
Maybe that's a look I'll go for. Are you sure you're not mistaking me for Carrie?
A woman, yeah.
Is that from the sound of his voice? Gets told he looks like Anthony Kalia.
Well, fat Anthony Kalia is what Tommy says.
No, I said dumpy.
But for Anthony Kalia, it was like looking in a mirror.
Do you see a bit of yourself in him?
Not really.
Just a flannel shirt.
You know, I'm 36 now. I know what you're thinking. I look fabulous for my age. Thank you.
Yeah, but if you go off the rails, have a little
bit fuzzy. And I'm only 29.
So as we say goodbye to...
Buzz all, me favourite all.
Glad I'm your favourite.
We say we love you, and we're going to miss your cheerful hellos at the start of every show.
It is so good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, no, what do you want? Why are you sucking up like that?
I'm just happy it's a Monday. We've got 5 days ahead together.
What's wrong with you there, mate?
What's happened?
I feel like we're dealing with a Buzz impersonator, but he's not quite got it right.
I'm just happy. Anyway, I'm full of life. It's, as I said,
okay,
it's a good
shush
day.
Now.
And just like that, you've ruined it.
Mate, thank you for everything you've done for
thank
the show.
You.
We've absolutely loved being around you and you being part of our lives. We won't see you next year
but
in
we
this
will
studio.
See all of our fabulous listeners. Well, you'll hear us.
Yeah. Buzzy, will you still be listening?
Probably not.
See you next year, 2020. Big show ahead.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to stop by Spotlight. They've got a huge range of craft and DIY products to help you decorate and create the ultimate Christmas. Shop in store or online now at spotlightstores.com.